You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, Braves fans. Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving week. This is Tim McMaster at MLB.com. This week on the podcast, we're going to listen back to some of the most memorable moments of the 2017 season, starting on April 5th in New York, when Bartolo Colon made his return to Citi Field.
One of the folk heroes of recent Mets history, Bartolo Colon, makes his return to Flushing tonight.
Bartolo, as he always has, works very quickly. God bless him. And the 0-2.
And Bartolo has a perfect second inning. He's due up third in the third. That'll be fun.
And that brings one of the most exciting moments in any game to the forefront as Colon comes to the plate.
Taken. Strike three on the inside corner.
Granderson pops it up.
Ian Cespedes is ducking it over there, too.
A little hug.
And he makes contact, takes the slow jog toward first, doesn't drop the bat.
And he's carrying it back to the Atlanta dugout to a standing ovation.
And nothing has changed.
On April 14th, Ender Inciarte stole the show as the Braves opened up SunTrust Park with a win.
After 37 long months that the dream has become reality, here we are in the Braves' new home.
Leading off, playing center field, Ender Inciarte.
And the first pitch ever at SunTrust Park is a swing and a fly ball to center. Ender Inciarte is there. He's got it. One away.
A little flare hit toward third. Long throw. Ender got it. First hit at SunTrust Park.
Marquez strokes it to right on a line. Racing back Renfro over his head. One hops the fence. Scoring is Inciarte.
Inciarte the first run.
Home run number one in SunTrust Park belongs to none other than Ender Inciarte.
Ender Inciarte, why not? Of course he's going to make the final catch.
The Braves open SunTrust Park with a win.
Later on in that same homestand, it was Dansby Swanson playing the hero with a ninth inning walk-off.
So the Padres will intentionally walk Inciarte. No pitch intentional walk loads him up. That brings up Dansby Swanson with the winning run 90 feet away. Little fly ball! Braves win! Dansby walks him off for the bottom of the ninth inning.
First walk-off hit at SunTrust Park by the local kid, too.
Belongs to the Marietta kid.
One ball, two strikes, 2 minutes out, and the pitch to Swanson. Swinging a line drive left field. That's a base hit! Braves win! Dansby Swanson! And they are trying to find him and mob him. The Braves have walked it off for the first time ever at SunTrust Park on a two-out, two-strike single to left for Dansby Swanson with the bases loaded. The right guy at the right place at the right time.
Matt Kemp brought the Braves a great veteran presence, and on April 29th, he brought a power bat to Milwaukee.
Matt, looking for his first hit of the night, has flied to right and struck out.
And there's a high fly ball hammered deep toward right field. That one is going to go. A two-run homer.
Matt Kemp was hitting balls in the second deck above the bullpen in right field all during batting practice today.
Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. Did he keep it fair? He did keep it fair. A solo home run for Matt Kemp, his second home run of the night.
Malone's looking at him like, how did you keep that fair? High fly to right field, got a chance for another. Santana back, looks up, she's gone! Matt Kemp with a trifecta. His third home run of the game, he has doubled his season total.
Boy, oh boy, have some fun. What a night.
On June 3rd, Matt Adams went deep twice, including in extras in Cincinnati.
That'll bring up Matt Adams. He's hit a couple of balls hard, including a grand slam in the fifth inning. Power hitter in a good hitter's count. Adams waits. Wood pitches, and it's socked in the air to left and deep. Duvall retreating to the track, to the wall. It's gone, Matt Adams. His second blast of the game, and the Braves have the lead in the 12th inning. Solo shot to the opposite field. That was a light tower scraper. So a 6-5 lead.
He goes opposite field with power. This one's got a chance. It is gone. Second homer of the
the ball game. Matt Adams, where you been? And Atlanta takes a one-run lead. First career grand slam for Matt Adams earlier in today's game. His first multi-homer game in three seasons with his two homers tonight.
Tyler Flower has brought the Braves back from a 9-8 deficit in the ninth to deliver a win in Washington.
So with two on, one out, a one-run game, Tyler Flowers is the hitter. High fly ball hammered deep right. Harper on the run, still going to the wall. It's gone! Tyler Flowers hit opposite field, three-run homer. It's not bad for a 33rd round draft pick. My goodness. Got the count 2-0 and jacked it out of here.
Tyler Flowers has had a tough night. It's about time for some payback.
2-0.
Hit in the air to right field. Hit well. Back is Harper to the track. At the wall. Gone! Tyler Flowers to the opposite field with a three-run blast.
And the Braves vault in front. It is 11-9. Home run number 4 for the man they call Flo.
And payback accomplished.
Back in Milwaukee in late June, Swanson got it done twice in the ninth with his glove to secure a win.
Leadoff runner at second base. Nobody out. And a 2-1 pitch for Domingo Santana is on the way.
Sharply hit. Dansby's got it. He's going to go to third. And got him. What a heads-up play.
My goodness. Baseball player, folks.
Dansby with a nice pickup, and he was decisive. He went right to third base.
Now he's a strike away from ending it.
Sharply hit, Dansby dives, he's got it, and the Braves have beaten Milwaukee.
Swanson went to the mound to find out, what are you going to throw? And he was moving in the right direction, diving for a looping line drive, and picked it off the dirt, barely.
Great win. Great way to finish it.
Great job by Swanson. The Braves have beaten the Brewers.
Mike Foltynewicz was oh so close to history on June 30th. He took a no-hitter into the ninth.
And here we go. Three to go for Foltynewicz to get his page in the history book.
Oh, wow. Take it off. Again, the 3-2 pitch.
High fly ball hammered right field. Markakis will watch it sail out of the ballpark.
So there goes the no-hitter. There goes the shutout in dramatic fashion.
And that homer does nothing to diminish the magnificent performance of Mike Foltynewicz in Oakland tonight.
In the air to right field. Markakis back. And that baby's gone.
The fourth home run this year by Matt Olson. It comes leading off from the bottom of the ninth inning. It breaks up the no-no by Foltynewicz as the Braves' lead is 3-1.
Freddie Freeman missed some time with injuries, but when in the lineup, he was great, going deep twice on July 14th.
As the Braves' number 3 hitter on the lineup card has a chance to put his club in front. Freddie Freeman. That one's hit high in the air, deep right center field. That one is gone.
Up over the Braves bullpen, into the seats, number 17 for Freeman. It's 2-1 Braves.
It is amazing how sharp Freddie Freeman is after coming off the DL with a broken wrist.
Freddie's got two of them and nobody out. And it's a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Phillips around third. He stumbles atop the bag. The throw comes in a second, and he's going to score anyway.
And the Braves had the lead. It was a total faceplant by Phillips.
Brandon Phillips tripped over the third base bag. The throw went in slowly to second base. Phillips saw that, scored anyway, and the Braves are in front again.
The Dodgers dominated the National League in 2017, but not on July 21st when Jaime Garcia dominated on the hill and at the dish.
Fly ball belted, deep right field. Puig going back. Track wall. It's a grand slam.
How about them apples?
If he's on the block, the price is going up. A grand slam on an 0-2 count. And Jaime Garcia, as I said earlier, one of these days he's going to run into one. He just hit a missile.
Another 0-2 is
crushed right field and deep over the head of Puig back toward the wall. Grand slam home run for
Jaime Garcia, the grandest of all home runs. Jaime Garcia brings them all in. It is 9-0 Braves.
The Braves got the Dodgers again in early August, this time at home with Tyler Flowers playing the hero.
And with two outs, the inning continues for the Braves. Tyler Flowers is going to grab a bat here in the Atlanta eighth.
Swinging a fly ball to right field, deep. Going back is Puig. That ball is gone!
Tyler Flowers puts the Braves in front with a two-run blast. It's 5-3 Braves on the pinch home run by Tyler Flowers.
That looked like a hanger, and Tyler didn't miss it.
Two out, bottom of the eighth. Now Tyler Flowers, a power-hitting catcher, coming up. And Flowers, a fly ball to right. We going back, and it is gone, a home run. A two-run home run for Tyler Flowers.
The Dodgers have won 53 consecutive games and holding a lead at any point. They led this one 1-0. They led this one 3-2. With the Braves tying at the bottom of the fifth and going ahead here in the eighth.
Ozzie Albies made his much-anticipated big league debut in 2017, and his first career hit was a big one on August 3rd.
One ball, one strike. High fly ball toward the gap in left center. That ball's carrying out to the track. At the wall, that ball is gone. It's a home run. Ozzie Albies' first big league hit is a three-run homer. Nice catch by the young man after a collision out there. You're right. I mean, I was with you, Chip. I didn't know if they caught it or not.
Cingrani brings it to him, and it's hit high in the air to left field and deep. Back toward that wall. That ball is gone.
Three-run home run, Ozzie Albies. His first major league hit is a big fly to left.
And a memorable first major league hit for Ozzie Albies. It's a home run.
Heck of a play by a fan out there, too.
Sean Newcomb will be a big part of the Braves' future, mostly because of his arm. But he got things done with his glove in Cincinnati on August 20th.
Now you've got real trouble because the bases are loaded. Now Duvall's the hitter. Little squibber. Newcomb dives. What a play! With a bare hand, he belly flops to the turf, and he somehow got Duvall to end the inning.
Wow.
If he doesn't get it, Cincinnati gets a run.
Newcomb tries again, and it's hit off the end of the bat weakly on the first base side. Newcomb runs it down and rolls it to Freeman for out number three. Sean Newcomb going to the ground, reaching out with the left hand to trap the rolling baseball. And then he just tried to flip it to Freeman, ended up basically rolling it over to first base.
We hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane. This has been MLB.com Extra's Braves Edition. Thanks for listening.